93 KHJ American Samoa's best music mix. So we alluded to something special that was going to be happening this weekend during the high school football game on Saturday. We kind of mentioned it briefly with Lisa earlier. We've still got director Lisa in studio and a busy weekend, fun times happening for the whole island. That sounds like a big fun event here. Joining us to talk about that, our good friends from the school lunch program. I'd like to welcome Christina Folau. And also, we hear about Ricky and Rudy. Well, we got Rita Biso in studio talking with us on 93 KHJ. Pocky pocky for Rita.
Yeah. Way to go, Rita.
You got all the good looking jeans, man. You're much better looking than those. Oh, hey. Yeah, no, I'm just clowning on Ricky and Rudy there. My buddies. Yeah. Okay. So we got school lunch program here. Why don't you just sort of walk us through what's going down on Saturday at Lions Park? I'm hearing things. Good to get the official word here.
So October 7th is the official opening of Lions Park. And because it's the Friday before White Sunday here in American Samoa, we want to make it an all-inclusive, especially focus on the kids and making sure it's a fun day for the kids. So we have jumpers, water slides, all sorts of game booths. We have the water dunking tank thing. But we're here because we are the food committee. And the food committee is led by DOE, Director Talawenga Asaeli, and ODAPO. And so we're here to discuss and also invite all vendors. Maybe we can get a lot of booster clubs, churches who want to fundraise. We also have Lions Club coming. And just anybody who is thinking about raising funds for Christmas or their Christmas parties. So this is the time, but to come to Lions Park. So we're here to talk about the requirements. Before I hand over to Christina and Rita, I wanted to say that all the vendors are required to have a health card. Everyone that will be handling food at the booths, you have to get your health card. Please go to Department of Health to get your health card and your health permit. All the fees will be waived, so it will cost you no money to go and get your health card and your, because this is only for one day, especially specifically for the Lions Club, for the Lions Park opening. So if you go there, if you're handling food, if you're a vendor, please, it is required that you get a health card and a health permit. The girls will talk about the food. The vouchers will be $10, so we're going to have a meeting. I will have Christina discuss
what we will be discussing.
A health card.
Eileen going to come out there and give you that red sticker if you don't have your health card.
Eileen is not going to chase anyone away. But Christina will be talking about what we will be discussing at our vendors meeting on everything from safety to what's included in the meal tickets.
Okay. Good morning, American Samoa. Food vendors meeting is tomorrow, Tuesday, October 4th at 10 a.m., the DOE conference room. I have about 52 that already signed up. We're still taking on more vendors. We need more. Like the director was saying, fundraising, this is the place to do it. Everybody will be issued a $10 voucher, all students. If the students come with their parents, the parents will also be given a voucher as well. So you could also make money if they didn't come to school and you just have the public, they can pay in cash. The meeting is important. We want to discuss what's required of you. It's a $10 plate. We'd like to make sure that it's worth $10. So the meeting will stress that out. And it should include a drink or, we don't want to say soft drink, fruit drink or a drink.
How many people are you expecting to attend this?
We have 12,692 students. That's all public and private schools.
So it's about a third of the island.
Yes.
And their parents.
And their parents if they choose to come.
Now, do mom and dad get a voucher too?
That is correct. Director Asaeli had pointed out to us if they come with their parents, they will get a voucher as well.
Now, how does the payment work? So they get the, I'm just asking on behalf of the vendor. Like, say I'm, you know, I got John's Taco Stand and I want to come out there and do $10 plates. How would I be compensated when I, you know, if I make 300 plates and they're all gone, How does that work?
Okay, at the end of the day, you collect all of your vouchers. They have been verified by the department. You turn them into the business office at the main office in Utule.
This is DOE's main
DOE
office?
DOE main office, okay. Because the vouchers are printed and counted. And then when you turn them in, you'll fill up a piece of paper that says all the information that they need so they can process payment.
So this is a really good opportunity. If you're trying to cater a massive function, and if you are a vendor, catering orders are your bread and butter.
Correct. Yes.
You got 14,000 people that need to be catered for. So, all right. Okay, so there's this meeting, and it sounds like you're going to go over those details, though?
Yes, at 10 o'clock tomorrow at the DOE conference room.
I see.
If you haven't signed up, you can reach me at 782-6204 or the main office, 633-5237. Director's super busy here at ODAPM, so we're trying to help her out. So those are the
numbers. Put that OPAD director. He's not doing
anything. ODAPM, I'm sorry.
Oh, Peter can do something. He's got Dora doing all his work for him.
I told you I'm nervous, but director knows what I mean.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so that's it for, and then breakfast will be served. It's a no instruction day. It's kind of like a field trip for all the students. So breakfast will be packed and served per zone. So we have five
I thought
zones.
You were talking about the vendor meeting.
No.
Oh, you got to eat your own breakfast if you're coming to the vendor meeting.
No, DOE is providing school lunch breakfast for all the kids
all
when
the
they
kids.
Arrive.
So you get school lunch breakfast and then the vendor lunches will
be.
Yeah,
that is correct. Yes.
All right. So you get there at this meeting tomorrow and then you'll tell them, hey, this is where you need to be. This is how you get a health card, all that, huh?
Director will help us out. Our committee will place you and try to help you. Where you get the smaller vendors with the bigger vendors because it's about 2,000, 3,000 children per zone. So we want to,
spread
distribute
them out,
and make sure everybody gets a fair share.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys doing the food because there is no function without food.
Correct.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the biggest thing. Even you go to a funeral, if the food's bad at the funeral, they're like, oh, so-and-so died. No, it's a food. What happened? that's the deal breaker. So it sounds like we got school lunch on top of it. Make sure our vendors get compensated and great for the economy.
Yeah, so breakfast will be served at the, when the kids arrive at the park, they will be served breakfast provided by DOE, school lunch program. And then the vouchers, it's for lunch because they will be there for at least, I want to say 3 hours, at least 3 hours, before all the games and they go to all the game booths and enjoy themselves. So it's really like a fun day for the kids.
It's not just food. There's going to be DJs. I know.
Oh, yeah. DJ Al.
He's always good.
Oh, yeah. And the cooks, the school lunch cooks will be at each zone to help out the vendors, but they will not be cooking. They will be there to help make sure that the food is prepared. There's food safety and that the vendors are preparing food in a safe manner, for consumption, which I'm sure all the vendors are. They're
just
really
some
good.
Quality control measures.
But all the vendors are good.
Okay. Yeah, that too. Yeah. So you're not, I've done those events before. That can be crazy.
Yes.
Especially when you got 14,000 little kids running around. Rita, did you have anything, Rita Fiso from School Lunch? You want to say hi to anybody?
Thank you. But first off, most importantly, we just wanted to remind all the parents that there has been a consent form that's been sent out to please read it carefully and make sure that you understand it if you like the numbers that have been put out there for information. But they must sign the consent form because there'll be, like Lisa mentioned, there's going to be a lot of games and there's also water park games going on. So please, parents, do read over the consent form and have it signed and submitted to their school teachers. And other than, would like to invite everybody, come out. There's a lot of celebrations this week, not only for the government, but also for church religions, but it's Family Fun Day here in American Samoa for all the kids. So inviting you all to come out there. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that's Rita Fiso, Christina Fualau, and Director Lisa Tuato. A nice collabo between School Lunch, ODAPM, and DOE.
We're the food committee.
The food committee. We said that's the most important committee. I mean, we got bounce houses and music, but you got to have food. So, well, you guys are out in front of this. That's great. And again, that vendors meeting, you're a vendor and you want to get the biggest catering order in the history of American Samoa. Be at this vendor meeting. This is tomorrow, DOE's office. Utule at 10 a.m.
Yes.
All right.
Thank
Okay, good to see you again,
John.
Christina.
Thank
Rita,
you.
Great to see you. And Lisa, always a pleasure. Thank you, Director.
Thank you,
Have
John.
A good day.
Take care.